during this season of the Feast of Trumpets, I want to declare boldly that Jesus is coming back and that, beloved ones, this world is not our home. The Feast of Trumpets reminds us that the Lord will come back with the voice of the angel, with the trump of the angel, with the trump of God. Jesus is going to return. Just like the trumpet announced God's glory at Mount Sinai 3,500 years ago, where Moses and the children of Israel heard a trumpet from heaven that sounded louder and louder and louder. And when it reached a crescendo, God spoke and Moses went up on top of the mountain and met the Lord there. So too, Yeshua is returning from heaven with the voice of the angels and the trump of God. Now more than ever, we should realize that our hope is not in this earth. It's not in America. It's not in Canada. It's not in Europe. It's not in Africa. It's not in any place on this earth. Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world." So I want to encourage you today, as we're in this Feast of Trumpets season, to recognize, beloved one, that this world is not your home. God has got a greater destiny prepared for you. And we need to live in this earth, putting to death the deeds of the flesh, leading a sober life for Him. And how do we know how to do that? By His written word. And beloved, as we follow the Lord in this life and overcome the lust of the flesh and the temptations of this world, we have a reward coming to us that can only be described as something that is comparable to what eye has not seen and what ear has not heard. It's never entered into the heart of man because it's bigger and grander and more glorious than anything that you and I could have ever imagined. So I want to encourage you even now to get down on your knees and repent. Ask Yeshua to cleanse you and to prepare you to live the rest of your life in obedience to Him and in love for God.